Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we're talking about fur and feathers. We'll get tips on proper grooming of rabbits, and we'll learn about how nature provides for animals with changes to their coats to endure the colder winter weather. We'll start with rabbits. Did you know that rabbits are prone to fur matting, especially if they're not properly groomed? Or that you could give a rabbit a heart attack just by giving it a bath? It's true. Rabbits become so stressed out from the bath itself that it can cause serious health problems and has in some cases been linked to the death of the rabbit. Rabbits have special care and grooming needs to keep them happy and healthy. Here's some rabbit grooming basics from the Rabbit Haven. Grooming your rabbit includes fur brushing, fur trimming as need be, mat removal, and removal of debris caught up in the rabbit's fur. Grooming also includes cleaning the eye areas, ears, the bottom side of your rabbit, and nail trims. We're going to focus today on grooming the skin and coat of your rabbit. Excerpts from this article from the Rabbit Haven will highlight essential rabbit grooming basics and will help you understand how to properly groom your bunny. A well-groomed bunny is a happier, healthier bunny. Fur brushing. By careful brushing of our rabbits, we hope to remove the excess fur to prevent the ingestion of fur. This is essential to prevent illness such as GI blocks. We also want to help the rabbit clean their fur and prevent fur clumping or matting, which can irritate their skin. The rabbit constantly grooms themselves, so they will also have some hair in their system. Our job in the grooming process is to limit their intake of fur and also help keep the fur and skin of the rabbit clean and mat free. Keeping the eyes clear of hay or fur will prevent irritation and potential infection of your rabbit's eyes. We use moistened cotton balls and gently clean the area around the eye. If your rabbit tends to have a heavy amount of fur around their eyes, you may use a tool called a mascara brush or a small flea comb to comb back the fur from the eye. Keeping the rabbit's ears free of debris or wax is important. Removal of wax buildup from outer ear is helpful. Lop rabbits may tend to have damp areas inside their ears, which you need to keep clean and dry, or they may suffer from an ear infection or inflammation, which will require veterinary care. Basic cleaning. Check the bottom side of your rabbit to make sure that no excess urine or droppings have remained on his underside. If so, remove them. Wipe off any of these substances and dry. Keep a watchful eye for any signs of urinary tract issues and illness, such as cecal overproduction or diarrhea. Seek vet care if you see this in your rabbit. Be sure to keep your litter box clean also, so Bunny is not forced to sit on the urine or droppings. Nail trims. Keeping nails trimmed will prevent snags, torn nails, and possible infection to the nail bed and toe. Monthly nail trims are recommended. Grooming is part of the normal health care routine of a rabbit. Rabbits are delicate animals, and their grooming needs to be carried out on a regular basis with gentle care. The grooming process is a wonderful way to bond with your rabbit. Take your time, learn what you need to do, and carry out grooming as part of your normal interaction with your rabbit. As you have read, all grooming relates directly to keeping your rabbit disease-free and healthy. How often to brush a rabbit? Rabbits need to be brushed at least every 3 days. In addition to removing any loose hair, these brushing sessions help prepare them for the multiple daily brushings that they need when heavy sheds begin. These heavy shed cycles may occur about 3 times per year or more. Rabbits will shed in different ways. Some rabbits will take a couple of weeks or more to lose their old coat of fur. Other rabbits will be ready to get rid of their old coats just a few days. Quick shedding rabbits require immediate grooming to prevent illness. Some common tools used to groom a rabbit include a slicker brush or another type of brush designed to groom the specific fur type of your rabbit. A fur splitter, which is a wide tooth comb for removing mats in fur. scissors for cutting out mats. Use only after instruction on how to use scissors on a rabbit. Mini shaver for certain breeds. Some special tools. A furminator, which is a special combing tool that reduces loose hair from shedding and helps prevent hairballs in rabbits and other small animals. A fur buster. A wide tooth and fine tooth comb and varied length combs and a flea comb with a handle. And possibly a Zoom groom or other rubberized mitt or tool is great to use to follow up grooming. The grooming tools you select will depend on your rabbit's fur length and breed. The rabbit's brushing details. Brush a rabbit every 3 days. When the rabbit is shedding, they usually shed about every 3 months. More frequent brushing is recommended. During the heavy part of a shed, daily brushing is ideal. Keep in mind that rabbit skin is quite fragile. So be gentle and use a brush designed for rabbits if possible. A bristle brush is preferable to a metal tooth slicker, which may hurt their skin. Whatever grooming tool you use, be gentle and careful not to injure your rabbit. Following up with a rubber grooming tool such as a Zoom groom or another lightweight hand finishing grooming tool. During heavy shed times, you may also gently lift off tufts of fur post-grooming. Most rabbits do not mind this gentle process. If you have an Angora rabbit, grooming is a daily ritual unless you trim down the fur. You will need to make sure that the rabbit is not collecting hay or litter in their fur, which can cause matting. Pieces of hay can also work their way down the rabbit's skin. You may also choose to trim the long hair down on your rabbit to a length of about 1 inch to prevent matting and fur blockages caused by fur ingestion. You can trim it yourself or have a groomer do it and just do touch-up trims at home. You must be very careful about trimming their fur since the rabbit skin is quite thin and easy to cut accidentally. With these rabbits, daily brushing is recommended. Long-haired rabbits will sometimes develop fur mats, large clumps of tangled fur. Rabbit skin is delicate and highly susceptible to cuts, so using scissors to remove mats is the last resort. Instead, use a mat splitter or mat rake to take the mat apart. When using these tools, remember how delicate the rabbit's skin is and groom gently. We have many special procedures to show you, including mat flowering techniques to open the mat, making a removal easier, the use of mat splitter tools, and strategic grooming. Shaving tools. At times, mats become too difficult to remove from the rabbit and must be shaved. When sheet mats form, you have no choice. One recommended shaving tool in the Mini Arco is the Mini Arco by Wahl, and for complete sheet mat shaving, you may need to go to a professional. We actually prefer the Wahl Mini Arco Animal Trimmer. At a cost of under $100, this trimmer is an excellent choice. It can get into hard-to-reach spaces and also has replaceable blades. It can be used on the genital area, and it is a smaller unit allowing for maximum control when trimming. This grooming tool will work for most shaving needs. For information regarding grooming an English Angora rabbit, contact The Haven for detailed instruction. Certain English Angora rabbits have fur coats that may groom out to 3 to 4 inches or more. You must know what you're doing or seek professional grooming care before you take on grooming an English Angora rabbit. Feet. Part of grooming includes checking the feet top and bottom for any signs of fur wear or injury. Mats may also form on the foot pad. Remove these mats carefully. The rabbit needs their fur padding on their feet to prevent injury to their tender skin. If the padding or the fur on the feet is worn down, exposing inflamed or callous skin, then soft, dry resting pads or rugs may be provided. Exposed skin that becomes urine burned or broken is very likely to become infected. Take extra care that rabbit rugs and litter boxes are kept clean and dry. Read our supplemental article on hock injury for more detailed information if your rabbit has problems with hock injury. Ears. Earwax from the outer ear can be removed from the outer ear with a cotton swab. Be careful not to push on wax and push it into the canal, and not to attempt to reach deep into the ear canal. Your vet may recommend a variety of wax removal products as needed be for your bunny. Nail trims. Check the nails once a week when grooming and trim the nails whenever they get a bit long. I find that it is better to do frequent trims, even if you are only trimming a sliver off, than wait until the nail is quite long and trying to judge how much to remove. Rabbit nails can grow to be very long and will be uncomfortable for the rabbit. Allowing nails to grow too long may cause toe or nail injuries, foot injury, and gait issues for your bunny. Skin and fur. Check for signs and symptoms of parasites. Check the skin and fur on your rabbit to make sure they are parasite-free. Mites, fleas, and ticks, and other skin diseases may all damage your rabbit's skin and impact their health. Signs of parasites. Black fleas are usually seen near the head, face, and genital area. Ticks may be found anywhere on the rabbit. Mites appear as dandruff and may cling to fur and skin. A tick is an oval-shaped parasite that may be crawling on rabbit's fur or attached to your rabbit's skin. Watch your rabbit for signs of these parasites. Symptoms of these parasites include itching, scratching, flaky skin with bald patches, or dandruff-like materials near the skin of your rabbit and on the fur close to their skin. Ear mites are more readily observed as they quickly invade the ear, and you will notice the dark, dried debris they leave behind. This is extremely irritating to your rabbit, so it is hard to miss. Ear mites are highly destructive and may damage your rabbit's ears. Seek vet care immediately. There are many different types of skin issues that may occur, so having regular vet care will help keep your rabbit's skin free of disease and help your rabbit be healthy. Fleas and mites. Even when your rabbits are housed indoors, they may get fleas, ticks, or mites. Other indoor-outdoor animals can carry in parasites. We can also accidentally carry in parasites on our shoes and clothing. Fleas, ticks, or mites may also be carried in hay from the feed store. For ear mite or tick infestation, check with your veterinarian for medication to eliminate this problem. Medications to prevent and kill fleas on rabbits include Advantage and Revolution. These products are available from your rabbit-savvy veterinarian. Your veterinarian may also elect to use ivermectin. Contact your vet for advice on dosage and use specific dose advised by your vet only. A flea comb is a non-toxic flea removal tool that takes more patience, but it works. Most rabbits learn to love the attention of being flea combed, and it can be used as a supplement to your main flea control program. Your vet will need to evaluate your rabbit for mite infestations. They may take a skin scraping, or the evidence may be so clear that they can tell you right away if it is mites or not. Your vet will also advise you regarding medications to rid your rabbit of mites. The following products should not be used on rabbits. Frontline has been linked to neurological damage and death in rabbits. The manufacturer of this product has placed a warning on the Frontline label stating that Frontline should never be used on rabbits. Remember, Frontline kills rabbits. Flea shampoos. Even those considered safe for cats and kittens or advertised as rabbit safe are not recommended for use on rabbits. Bathing of rabbits in general is strongly discouraged because the stress of the bath itself can cause serious health problems and has in some cases been linked to the death of the rabbit, as we've mentioned. Do not use a flea bath or dip for this reason, and there is no safe material we have found that is safe for rabbits. For environmental flea control, sprays and bombs are not recommended as they may leave harmful residue that the rabbit can ingest. Safer alternatives include diatomaceous earth worked into the carpet where fleas leave their eggs. Grooming your rabbit will provide you with a wonderful time together. Grooming need not be difficult or unpleasant. Many rabbits enjoy the grooming session with their humans. Make sure your grooming sessions are an opportunity to connect and be with your bunny. Grooming time will quickly become another special time to spend together. Here's some information about the Rabbit Haven. Who wrote this article? The Rabbit Haven rescues abandoned rabbits and accepts surrendered rabbits from the general public and shelters in Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, Contra Costa, San Benito, and Monterey counties in California. They say that they then work to place these rescued rabbits into loving foster homes, secure medical care, including needed spay-neuter, and then place them into permanent homes. The Rabbit Haven works in the community, at schools, with shelters, and other education groups to educate the public on rabbit care, feeding, grooming, medical needs, social dynamics, and behaviors. You can find lots more information about rabbits at rabbithaven.org, rabbithaven.org. Now on to winter fur. I notice that right around the time we get the first cold nights in autumn, my cat, who has a fairly short coat, suddenly fluffs up, seemingly overnight, with a noticeably thicker, softer, fuller coat. I call it winter fur. Oh, Daisy has her winter fur. There's a scientific explanation for it. It's nature's way of automatically outfitting animals to endure the cold winter months. Vicki Perry explains in an article called Autumn Adaptations for Animals. She writes, have you watched the animal changes during autumn months? Nature has a way of watching out for animals in the wild. They undergo a series of changes to endure cold weather and to be able to go without food for longer periods of time. For humans, fall means back to school. It's time to break out the warmer coats and get adjusted to the idea that it's almost winter again. We winterize our homes, put away summer clothing, and get out the winter gear, prepare our cars, and hope the weatherman is correct, that it will be fairly warm for a few more days at least. Have you noticed your dog or your cat is getting longer fur? Is it thicker? Nature takes care of animals by giving them a built-in weather gauge. They instinctively know when winter will be very long and cold or when a storm is coming up. If the winter is to be a long, cold one, they will grow longer, thicker hair. Birds instinctively migrate to warmer climates where food will be readily available. Trees begin to lose their leaves to go into their winter hibernation. Birds and bears and animals that hibernate find their winter caves and tunnels to snuggle down for the winter months. Mushrooms go into full bloom mode to spread their seed for the following year, as do the trees and flowers. With this much commotion in nature, we can detect colder months ahead as well. Mammals. During the fall, mammals prepare for the winter months by eating enough to put on body fat. They will become less active during this time of year to store up more of the body fat they acquire. Normal winter months are spent in areas where food sources are less available. Squirrels can be found in their nests more often than not and eat from the acorns or nut supply they have placed in the ground for the winter. Coats for wintry weather wear. Autumn presents a good time for animals in colder climates to prepare for the colder winter months by donning their winter clothing. From white fur to feathers, animals of various species gain longer hair, thicker coats, and some even produce winter footwear. Weasels shed off that brown fur coat to trade it in for an ermine cloak. Arctic foxes change from regular footwear to thicker fur growth around their feet to enable the protection they need in the snow. Nature replenishes species with white fur to protect them against predators in the snowy regions of the northern landscapes. White fur serves two purposes: to camouflage them against the snow and to warm them during the colder temperatures. The white fur will have the absence of pigmentation or color, which in turn fills the cells with air. The air in the cells provides the animals with a thermal insulation in the same way a bird is provided with warmer protection by trapping air between the feather barbs. The ptarmigan, a plant-eating bird that thrives in the northern tundra, dons white feathers that not only hide them from their enemies, but with the white long feathers that grow over the feet and legs and down to the toes, it gives them warmer gear to survive in frigid temperatures. The feathers also help them walk easier on the snowy ground by covering their feet. The ptarmigan does not have down feathers like most birds do. The feathers of these birds are grown with an aftershaft or additional fluffier feather that extends from the main feather. It is thought that the aftershaft feathers probably give an extra insulation cover. If the bird is cold, it finds a bit more warmth by jumping into a snowbank. Traditionally, the ptarmigan will burrow into the snowbank to roost as well. Animals go through a process of molting during the autumn to gain the thicker, lighter coloring in their fur or feathers. Later in autumn, the changes begin to take place as the daylight hours tend to shorten, indicating the winter months are coming. Just as the shorter days in autumn signify the time to gain more feathers or fur, the spring brings a longer daylight period and the shedding of feathers or fur to prepare for the warmer months of spring and summer. Most animals fall back to a darker coat or plumage. The climate and latitude of the regions animals live in tend to have a great effect on which do and do not change to white coats. Studies have been conducted on the long-tailed weasel, which have shown the winter white coat may be due to other factors rather than the longer or shorter days, or the climate and latitude. In northern parts of the range in which the weasel is found, they turn white in the winter. All types of animals change during autumn, but there are ways to use these changes to forecast weather, or are there? Birds fly south for the winter. Dogs and foxes change their coats. Squirrels even puff up their tails and store food, but how do their actions foreshadow winter events and colder climate changes to come? Flying south for the winter. Birds move from summer diets to fall diets in the fall and winter. Some tend to go from eating caterpillars in the summer, but change to seed diets in the winter, categorizing some as carnivores in the summer months, but switching to a herbivore diet title during the fall and winter. The autumn brings many young birds, however. Only a few will survive the winter to breed. Many species will migrate south for the colder months, such as the swallow, cuckoos, and warblers. Swans, geese, ducks, and waders move from the far northern areas to the south. Birds reduce their singing in the autumn months. They sing in the spring and summer months to find a mate and to protect their territory, but birds don't need to do this during the autumn season. The robin is the one bird that will defend its territory year-round and will continue singing through the fall and winter seasons as well. Natural ways to foretell weather. There are many tales of folklore that remain in use today to tell if the weather is going to change or not. Will it be a colder, longer winter? Will it be a milder, warmer winter? People have relied on the animal kingdom to provide them with information ahead of time to prepare themselves for longer, colder winters or shorter, milder winters as well. Even dogs and cats can give you clues as to what type of winter may be on the way. Look at your dog's and cat's fur. Is it longer, thicker? We have all seen the pets in our home shed during the spring to prepare their coats for a warmer climate in spring and summer, but have you ever paid attention to the thickness of the coat during autumn? Animals give us clues as to the changing environment around us, such as birds flying in certain directions for several days or weeks before the season changes. If birds are flying south, you can figure that wintry weather is on the way. Farmers and people everywhere have relied on the behavioral changes in animals to predict what is coming. Snowy seasons that may last longer, colder weather, and even more drastically earthquakes have been predicted by animals changing their normal behavior are indicators that of what we can watch for. One of the most well-known natural indicators of rain coming is the cow that lays in the fields. It is said that when a cow lays in the field, instead of standing in the usual way, that rain is on the way. The cow can sense moisture in the air, and they lay down to ensure they have a dry place to lie when the rain is upon them. In the United States, a holiday that falls on the 2nd of February indicates either a longer, colder winter or a shorter winter by the shadow of a groundhog. The story goes that if the groundhog's shadow is apparent at noon on this day, it means the weather will remain cold and wintry for an extended 6 weeks. Although this is just amusing folklore and not very accurate. Squirrels are known to predict the weather by the bushiness of their tails. If squirrels around you have very bushy tails, it is said to be an indicator of a severe winter. Little evidence supports this theory, but some claim it is true, a true prediction of what is to come. Dogs and cats will become a bit more restless, and their behavior is seen as more nervous before thunder and lightning storms, and colder weather brings out a thicker coat. Humans can also predict weather changes with aches and pains. If the weather is to be cold and damp, some have pain in arthritic spots of the body or in places where the bone has been broken in past years. What animal changes do you notice in your area during autumn? Do squirrels have thicker tails during the fall season before a cold winter? The pets you have change as well. Can you predict a colder winter by looking at your dog's coat? And that will do it this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed this program. Please join me again next time for more pet fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.